Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Body of Christopher Creed by Carol Plum Uchi, narrated by Scott Sheena.
Chapter 1. I had hoped that a new start away from Steepleton would make my junior year seem like 100 years ago, rather than just one. Granted, senior year is not a great year to be switching schools, especially if you played football, baseball, had a decent blues band going in your basement, and had known the same kids since forever. I kept telling myself at first, "Hey, going to boarding school will be like leaving for college a year early. It's cool." But that's a hard argument to hold on to when you're looking at people whose average age is 15, and when we're still living under a 10 p.m. weekend curfew in the dorm. At first, it was a weird change. But staying in Steepleton after all that had happened would have been weirder. Mostly, Rothborn has been good. It wasn't more than a couple of months before I could actually concentrate in class and get decent grades again. I could spot guys from the dorm as I walked into the dining hall, and I could pull up a seat next to them and goof around. I asked a girl to the movies once, and she said yes. Nobody stares at me here. Nobody is suspicious of me. That part is gone. I'm not saying that life has been perfect. There's the roommate thing. Cartwright is pretty cool. He's a crew maniac who also loves pranks, embellishing his own girl stories, and shooting the bull late at night with me. But he's got his own set of ideas, like when to finally nod off and put out the light. And if you have nightmares, flashbacks,